Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all and live your best life. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I have such a good episode for you today, one that actually a lot of people have requested and one that we have been trying to do for a long time. I am talking to Carly Stein. She's the founder of Beekeepers Naturals, and we were trying to do it in person, and we just kept missing each other in whatever city we were in. So we finally got to do it, and she did not disappoint. This is so fascinating. So we're talking about, of course, her company, Beekeepers Naturals, and the power of bee products and how they transformed her health. And we also discuss like different bee properties and how to use them for various health and beauty concerns and how she healed her chronic health issues with bee propolis. But Carly has a very science-heavy background, which she talks about here, and she is ever the skeptic. So it's really interesting to hear her take on this natural product with such a heavy science background. And we talk about how to be a skeptic in the for-profit wellness world where there are so many products and supplements going around. And then we also talk about how she quit a successful and promising career in finance to follow her passion and so much more. There's so much value in this episode. So I think you guys are going to really love it. And that's it. Enjoy Carly Stein. Okay. Welcome, Carly. So happy to have you here and talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
We've been planning this for a long time. This is a long time coming. So I appreciate you being flexible with my schedule. And I have so much that I want to talk to you about. I'm familiar with your story a little bit just because we've partnered together in the past. And for anybody listening who is not familiar, I would love for you to just give us like a basic intro, a little background, and what you do now.
Yeah. So I am the founder and CEO of a health and wellness company called Beekeepers Naturals. And basically, we're making products that support people in all pillars of health. And that means immunity, energy, sleep, brain fog and awareness, you know, all of the different pillars. And what we're really trying to do at the core of it is marry the worlds of science and nature. I found that in my experience that wellness can be kind of polarizing because it's like, there's a lot of like woo-woo stuff, and I love the woo-woo stuff actually, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily work for everyone. And then on the other side of the spectrum, it's medicine. And, you know, medicine can be amazing, but it also doesn't work for every body type. And I really, more than anything, feel like medicine hasn't really caught up with the times. Like if you look at the back of the label on like cough syrup that you buy at CVS, it's full of refined sugar. It's full of chemicals. There's not a lot that's actually good for your body. It's mostly about getting rid of the symptom, masking the symptom versus actually helping your body to heal. And so the whole thesis behind this company was, can we create a company that your naturopath and your MD both agree on? can we do something that is using, you know, superfoods from the beehive and different plant-based ingredients, but testing them with the same sort of pharmaceutical rigor that you typically see with OTC products? Can we build things in line with third-party studies from accredited university versus, you know, totally anecdotal? So really marrying the world of nature and science. And for me, it started with my own wellness journey. Mm-hmm. I am autoimmune, and growing up, I had just a really weak immune system, and I had chronic tonsillitis, and I'm allergic to most strains of antibiotics, so I was basically sick all the time without any form of resolution. And, you know, thankfully, I wasn't dealing with something life-threatening, but it was something that, you know, as a kid, I would miss like 3 weeks of school at a time, and I was just always sick. And I don't know if you've ever had tonsillitis, but, you know, for anyone who hasn't, it's kind of like strep throat. It's pretty painful, and I would literally have it for 3 weeks. And I couldn't, normally someone in that situation would get their tonsils out, but because of my autoimmune and my allergies to all these different things, that was too dangerous. So from a pretty early age, I saw like every ear, nose, and throat doctor, every specialist, like you name it, and nothing worked. And then I started just doing my own research and turning to the more natural side and some, you know, Eastern medicine. And I found some incredible tools that I've incorporated into my life today, but I didn't really find the resolution I needed. I was still getting sick and, you know, not really having anything that could help me recover. And that was just my life. I was always sick. And then when I was in college, I did a semester abroad and I got really bad tonsillitis, of course. And I went to a pharmacy in Florence, spoke to the pharmacist for like a very long time, going through my entire life story. And she gave me propolis and she's like, oh, you need propolis. This is not a big deal.
Like, you should just relax. Knew like instantly?
Well, after I told her the whole thing and what I'm allergic to, and she's like, okay, so you need something that's, you know, going to combat a virus, that's going to soothe inflammation. You can't take like a penicillin, moxicillin, anything like that. You know, you're pretty symptomatic when it comes to like a lot of these OTC ingredients like dextromethorphan or whatever. And so she's like, propolis, that's what you need. Like everyone uses it in Italy. And I was like, okay, what's propolis? And she's like, you know, from the bees. And I was like, okay, so honey, because like many of us, I only was aware that the bees made honey. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, 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 totally different thing. Propolis. She sold me this tincture. I started using it. In 5 days, I made a full recovery. And that had just never happened before. So basically for me, propolis functioned in my body the way antibiotics do for most people struggling with tonsillitis. And after that, I went on a deep research rabbit hole. And I learned that, you know, the first recorded human use of propolis dates back to 300 BC. In the 17th century, it was listed in the London Pharmacopoeia as an official drug. We have a very long healing history with propolis. And in Europe, it's very mainstream. And as I was traveling around, I started to see, you know, in France, I found anti-aging products with royal jelly and brain-boosting products with royal jelly. And when I was in Copenhagen, I found these energy-boosting pills with bee pollen. And I started just incorporating all these things, and I was feeling amazing. And I learned that we just don't really have the same awareness in North America. And so I was like, cool, awesome, found my thing. Not at all thinking about starting a company, like never took a business course, and came back to Canada to finish up college. I'm from Canada. And I got sick and couldn't find propolis anywhere. I could find Manuka honey and all this honey, but I couldn't find the specific stuff I needed. So I started beekeeping to make it for myself, became completely obsessed with the bees, and, you know, here I am today.
The holidays can be super stressful no matter what your circumstances are. And if you are struggling at all, those struggles can definitely be magnified by everything going on around you and this emphasis on the holidays being a happy time. I definitely feel the stress just from work pressure and family stuff and traveling. So I definitely know how it is, but you don't have to do it alone. I am a huge proponent of therapy, and there's no better time than now to start getting the help that you need. So if you want to be matched with a licensed therapist and start the process today, I definitely recommend Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform. There are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. And what's so great about Talkspace is that it works around your schedule at your convenience with live video sessions and unlimited messages with your dedicated therapists. And you can set goals with your therapist and develop techniques to cope in difficult times like the holidays. And they can provide that extra support that we probably all need at the end of the year. So you can match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com, and you can get $100 off your first month with the promo code BLONDE. That's B-L-O-N-D-E. Again, that's $100 off when you use the code BLONDE at Talkspace.com. We don't have to wait for the new year to get those healthy eating habits locked in. In fact, now is the perfect time to start. If you want to have the convenience of meal delivery and some holiday-inspired meals, Saqqara is the perfect thing for you. Saqqara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what we eat, and they have organic, ready-to-eat meals made with powerful plant-based ingredients, and the menu is crafted by chefs weekly, so you will never get bored. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner all made with ingredients designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. They also have great gifts and holiday bundles right now for food, beauty, and home. So definitely check those out for yourself or for somebody in your life. It's such a good place to get some gift shopping done. And you also have to look at this week's menu. They have gingerbread protein waffles. They have 5-herb pesto pasta, dark chocolate granola, which is my absolute favorite. They have winter sun salad, which is loaded with veggies, a sweet potato coconut dream parfait. They have pumpkin scones, root veggie enchiladas. Everything is so good. And along with delicious meals, Saqqara has daily wellness essentials and herbal teas to support your nutrition. To boost results, try the best-selling Metabolism Super Powder. It's an all-natural remedy for bloating, weight gain, and fatigue. It's amazing. And you also have to try their bars and their granola. I am absolutely addicted. Saqqara is delivered fresh nationwide, and they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order if you go to saqqara.com/blondefiles. That's saqqara.com/blondefiles, and enter the code blondefiles20 at checkout. Again, that's saqqara.com/blondefiles and blondefiles20 to get 20% off your first order. Okay, I have 1 million questions that I want to ask. But the one that's kind of top of mind for me is to your point about like the lack of awareness that we have here about these more natural remedies that they have in other places in the world. Do you think that that's just because of their history compared to ours? Or is it their medical system? Or what is it? Because I feel like, and we'll get into like propolis and other ingredients that are in your products and their healing properties and the science behind it and all of that, but it's not so woo-woo, but yet to so many people here, it is. So mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
So it's a bunch of different factors. You know, for one, honeybees are not native to North America. Okay. Honeybees were brought over by European settlers. So Europeans have a much more nuanced understanding of how to work with the honeybees, looking at them for things like propolis and royal jelly and pollen and going beyond honey and pollination. Whereas in North America, we pretty much used honeybees for honey and pollination. When I started my company, for the North American beekeepers I work with, I had to like teach them how to harvest propolis, okay, a few of them. They're like, why would you want to buy propolis? What? This stuff is like sticky and annoying. We throw this out. And I was like, what?
So tell people what propolis exactly is and how do you harvest it?
Yeah. So I'll do kind of a really quick bee product 101. And then I'll get back to answering your question because I have a lot of thoughts there. So I'll start with honey. It's the thing we all know and love. So honey is the bee's food. It's their carbohydrates. It's their energy source. It comes from flowers. And so the bees will suck up floral nectar and, you know, bring it back to the hive, let it ferment. And that's how they get honey. And it's literally the energy source of the hive, their food, their carbs. For humans, honey has a lower glycemic index than cane sugar. It is full of antioxidants. It's full of live enzymes. It's really great for digestion. It's really great for helping the body calm down. a lot of great ways to incorporate honey in your life. Topically, if you're using it on your skin, it's a humectant, so it helps to strengthen the moisture barrier. So lots of good stuff with honey, but it's the food of the hive.
Okay.
Propolis is the medicine of the hive. So while honey comes from flowers, propolis comes from plant and tree resins. So think of like sap, you know, like the sticky sap on a tree. So that's actually the immune properties of the tree. So the bees will go and collect the plant and tree resins, mix it with their own enzymes, and they make this like sticky amber-colored substance called propolis. And they literally use it to line the entire hive and keep it germ-free. Without propolis, the bees would not survive. It's how they protect themselves from germs. And for humans, it functions in the same way. It's a great everyday immune booster. I use propolis every day just to support my system. It's anti-inflammatory, antifungal, really high in antioxidants, actually on the ORAC chart. It's one of the highest sources of antioxidants. There's more antioxidants in propolis than blueberries.
Wow.
So, you know, a really great nourishing food, but it's the medicine of the hive or the immune system of the hive. And then just really quick, royal jelly you can think of as the brain food of the hive. The nurse bees will secrete it and feed it to the queen bee. Actually, all newborn bees are fed royal jelly for the first 3 to 5 days of development. So it's similar to like colostrum or breast milk. It's really nourishing. And then after 3 to 5 days, all the regular worker bees switch off of their royal jelly diet and go on to a more normal diet of honey and pollen. And only the bee who's to become queen continues her exclusive royal jelly diet. And she develops very differently. So the queen bee will lay like 1,500 babies a day versus a regular female bee that doesn't have reproductive organs. The queen bee lives 3 to 5 years versus a regular bee who lives 6 to 8 weeks during foraging season. So in the hive, royal jelly creates some pretty epic biological changes. And then for humans, it's been cool with royal jelly. Eastern medicine has really focused on its effects for hormone stabilization and anti-aging. So, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, a lot of people will put both men and women on royal jelly when they're trying to conceive. And then after, when they're trying to stabilize their hormones, we also have a lot of TCM practitioners who will put people on our Be Powered formula when they're taking them off birth control. I used a lot of royal jelly when I was doing my egg freezing. So
can you put it on your skin too, topically?
Oh, yeah. It stimulates collagen production. Oh. It's like a whole, yeah, royal jelly is like...
I need to bathe in it. Got it.
I literally do. And then Western science is focused on the neurological effects. So royal jelly is a brain booster. It helps focus memory concentration. It promotes BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's really, like, we see a lot of athletes use it because it actually improves your spatial reasoning. People struggling with concussion, people who have been exposed to mold or toxicity, people overcoming Lyme. That's a lot of different ways that people use royal jelly. I use it just to basically like get me in the zone, you know, during a work day to help boost my productivity. If I'm trying to like cut back on my caffeine, I'll have it in the afternoon. I'll have my royal jelly shot instead of like another cup of whatever.
And it really works too. It's crazy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just telling her off mic that I'm a little bit jet lagged and I was so groggy this morning. And I was like, I need that because it's so much better than caffeine for me. Like if I drink caffeine in the afternoon, all bets are off. I'm not sleeping that night. Like that's it. And I get anxiety from it and everything. And this is just like kind of like an alert, like a clarity and like an alertness.
Totally. Royal jelly, people describe it as like cutting through the fog.
Right.
And I love royal jelly too because it addresses the symptom. I mean, all of our products do this. We're really big on addressing the symptoms. So like if you want to be more alert, you want to stay in the zone, we got you. But royal jelly, it actually helps to promote like healthy aging of the brain. And we have like a lot of our customers, we have like different customer segments that use our Be Smart product. And we have a lot of members of the aging population that are looking to prevent neurodegenerative conditions or people who have, you know, a family history of things like Alzheimer's, dementia, who are using royal jelly to help really support, protect their brain. My head of growth had a lot of concussions. And so he really used royal jelly after one of his ski accidents to, you know, help him kind of come back to baseline. And he had really powerful results there. But royal jelly is an amazing food both for like hormonal stabilization, it boosts your energy levels, but really like Western science is focused on its effects on the brain and, you know, focus memory concentration. And then really quick, bee pollen, it's the bee's protein source. So it's literally pollen from the flowers. The bees pick it up, mix it with their enzymes. It's those little like granules. I like to think of bee pollen as nature's multivitamin. I'm not big on most multivitamins because of titration and absorption. Bee pollen's super bioavailable, so it's like getting a straight shot of nutrients. It's got broad spectrum vitamins. It will boost your energy levels. It's got BCAAs, And there's actually been some studies found that bee pollen increases your endurance. So it's really great when exercising.
And how much? Because it's very potent, right? You don't need a whole lot to get all of the benefits?
Tiny bit, especially with ours, because ours is raw. You only need a teaspoon.
I think I've made the mistake in the past of like buying bee pollen like years ago. And I would dump it all over my smoothie bowl. And I never had any adverse side effects, I don't think. But I remember when I tried yours and I was like, oh,
yeah,
you only need a little.
That's like chugging a bottle of multivitamins.
Oh, got it. Okay. Love that for me.
I mean, it won't hurt you. It's just like, you know, all you need is a little bit. But yeah, I take that every day.
So what about, like, I'm sure there are some cynics listening going, well, that's great for the bees, but like we are so different biologically from the bees. So how does that translate to humans?
Yeah. So all of the products we build in conjunction with third-party science. So, you know, just now saying that royal jelly is good for the brain. Well, that's not, you know, my humble opinion. That's, there was a study that came out of University of Warsaw that found that regular consumption of royal jelly improves your spatial reasoning. Propolis, there are so many studies to substantiate its effects on the immune system, its anti-inflammatory effects, its like antioxidant capacity, its effects on gut health. So everything we're doing, because I'm a skeptic, I have always kind of de facto been a skeptic because of my health issues. And I only want to put products on the market that have clean, natural, sustainable ingredients, but that science totally substantiates. So our whole process isn't really like, huh, this felt good for me. It's like, this feels really good for me. And does this feel good for our test group? And is our medical advisory board, which is our medical advisory board, we have acupuncturists, we have MDs, we have MD pediatricians, we have naturopaths, we have RDs. So we're trying to get like all the voices in the room and be like, does everyone love this? Mm-hmm. And does everyone believe in this? And then everything we're actually building, you know, we have an incredible chem team. We spend a lot of time in testing. I was just complaining about one of my products, how it took 3 years to build before we started recording. But that's our whole thing. I think wellness is tricky because there are a lot of skeptics, and you're right to be skeptical. I including of Beekeepers Naturals products, like everyone should be their own detective. Everyone's body is different. Nothing works for everyone. There is so much marketed to us. And unfortunately, wellness has become wellness and medicine on both sides. It's become really crowded and deceiving in some ways. I'm reading this book right now about the Sackler family, and it's all about like how messed up the pharmaceutical industry is. So I'm also like thinking about that right now. But
we just watched that show.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's wild.
Crazy. My dad went to Sackler med school and I was like, ooh, I want to change that name.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, so with all of that out there, the whole reason I've started this company is because I'm dedicated to bringing people something that works, that they can trust, that, you know, if they go on PubMed and do a search, they can actually find studies around that there's real science, but using all clean ingredients, all things that are going to address the entire body, looking at yourself as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're kind of about. I mean, by the way, guys, PubMed is my favorite resource. It's kind of like a Wikipedia for studies, sort of, but it's like published accredited studies. So just like go to PubMed.com, throw Propolis in there, hit search and see what you find.
I love that too, because I think that we all inherently have confirmation bias. So we're going to find whatever we're looking for. So if we look for studies supporting, you know, Propolis, for example, and its use in humans, like you'll find the supporting things. If you look for something negating it, you'll probably find that because you can find opinions and anecdotal articles on both sides. Mm-hmm. But PubMed is very unbiased. It's just science. Yeah. And I've had experts on my show in the past where I've asked them, like, this is great if you are like scientifically literate. But for somebody who wants to know, you know, what supplement to take and what's legit and what's not, and they don't really understand the language and it's hard for them to navigate PubMed, do you have any tips for how to figure out? Because you had to do that yourself. And obviously you're very like literate in this. And I know you studied chemistry, right, for a while.
I did a lot of chemistry. So one, I kind of have an edge in this because before I started this company, I started in pharmaceutical in the financial sector, but in pharmaceutical research, and then I became a biotech trader. So literally all that I did was read studies and pending patents and then like do that. So it comes pretty naturally to me. But what we're really trying to do here is democratize wellness and help people understand. So we work really hard on our website, beekeepersnaturals.com. Sorry to plug it, guys, but
no,
we really try. We really try to explain the ingredients and explain the benefits. Our Instagram as well, all of our social media, we're trying to, our blog, we're trying to bring this to people in a place that it, you know, is approachable and help people understand this. Because if this is a tool that can help someone, we want to make it available to them. And I, you know, again, we're not going to be everything to everyone, but I really believe that a broad population can benefit from these products. And I want to do what I can to educate about them. And the other thing is with this company, I mean, I kind of like simplified my story, like started beekeeping and now I'm
here. We're going to go back to it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Like I really started this company because of my own struggle. And so some of the things that I really value and the things that I wish existed when I was really challenged and having a hard time. And then also framed by my experience doing pharmaceutical research, to bring it back to the Sackler family again, when I was, I interned in college at the Bill Clinton Foundation. And one of my many projects was the lead researcher on the Prescription Drug Abuse Initiative. So I have like my own history, and then I have this, I have a lot of perspective on this, and it's really important to me. Authenticity is number one. So I really care, and my team really cares about building products that can actually help people and helping to distill the science so that, you know, people can be empowered to use the tools that are going to support their health.
If you feel like you are taking vitamins every day and feeling no difference, it might be because your body makes it really hard to absorb nutrients, both from food and from traditional supplements. So many things, from digestive conditions like celiac and IBS to taking medications like antibiotics and birth control pills, to even just being under a lot of stress, and aren't we all? These things can all prevent you from absorbing vitamins and nutrients, but with lipospheric supplements from Live On Labs, you can finally experience the benefits of high-dose vitamins and minerals by outsmarting your body's absorption barriers. Live On Labs is the first dietary supplement company to use liposomal encapsulation technology. It's a method pioneered by pharmaceutical companies to deliver life-saving drugs to the cells where they are needed. Lipospheric supplements offer a better way to absorb nutrients, including vitamin C, folate, B12, zinc, magnesium, and glutathione. And the nutrients in lipospheric supplements are critical for optimal immune system function, long-term brain health, metabolism, skin, and more. On top of that, Live On Labs only uses ingredients necessary to make a safe and effective product. There's no sugar, no artificial flavors, colors, or fillers in any lipospheric supplement. Plus, they are all vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. So I have been using these for a long time now. I use the vitamin C. I love the glutathione. And I love that you don't have to take pills. It's like a gel, and you just squeeze the packet into 1 to 3 ounces of any cool beverage and take it like a shot. And so I've always just done it with water. But when I was just visiting my parents last week, my mom had the vitamin C, and she would put it in a little bit of sparkling water. And she said she really loved it that way. So I've yet to try that, but I'm going to do that next. So you can order any lipospheric supplement now from liveonlabs.com/blonde. And you'll get a free sample of all 6 products, plus a free shot glass and free shipping on all orders in the continental U.S. Again, that's liveonlabs.com/blonde, LIVON labs.com/BLONDE. Since you're hearing from Carly all about Beekeepers Naturals, there's not a whole lot that I could say here, but I do want to just say that I think they totally saved me during this trip when I've been traveling from one climate to another. And also, Carly brought me a couple of products when I saw her. So she brought me propolis, of course, which I spray all day long. And she brought me the throat lozenges, which are amazing because I have searched high and low to find throat lozenges that do not have cane sugar. And it was like impossible to find until she brought me hers. So those are also amazing. And then she brought me their new Bee Biome. It's their new probiotic, and I have been taking it for about a week now, and I really like it. So back to the propolis, because that's kind of the star here. She is explaining, obviously, how it works here. But for me, I just feel like it's one of those daily micro habits that I can incorporate to help support my immune system. And normally, whenever I travel, especially if I go from like warm to cold or cold to warm, and in this case, I did both, I usually get a little bit sick. But propolis was one of the things that I just used consistently. And so far, I have been good. I just sprayed a couple times and it's the best. I also use it before I podcast. I got Chuck hooked on it. So I definitely recommend checking that out. You can get 25% off your first order if you go to beekeepersnaturals.com/blondefiles or enter the code blondefiles. That's beekeepersnaturals.com/blondefiles or enter the code blondefiles for 25% off your first order. Okay, so you mentioned your story and we kind of jumped over everything. What happened next? So you're studying abroad, you were sick, you were introduced to propolis, and then you got better. What happened after that? Did you come back to to Canada, right? Mm-hmm. And say like, that's it, I'm going to start a company? Or what was the trajectory of that?
Oh my gosh, no. So first of all, I did a social science degree, literally never took a business course. I was at the time in my third and fourth year, I was a TA for my chemistry class. So I was doing a ton of chemistry and, you know, pretty comfortable in that area. And I always thought I would go into pharmaceutical research because I never saw myself as a doctor, but I liked sciences. That's what I was good at. I thought I was bad at, you know, other stuff. So I was like, I'm a bad writer. I'm this. I'll stick to like bio and chem. And so I came back to finish up college at University of Victoria. And I couldn't find propolis anywhere when I got sick, like literally couldn't find it. So I started beekeeping and I just Googled it, found the local beekeeping association, started going to meetings. It was like, I was definitely an odd woman out at these meetings.
Can I just ask like what your friends and family were thinking?
They literally thought I was psycho.
Okay.
There have been like two major occasions in my life where people thought I was like full.
Losing it.
This one, they were just like, okay, Carly's kind of quirky. She's into weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is like a quirky cute thing or a phase. Uh-huh. But then when I started like beekeeping every weekend, they're like, what are you doing? This is so weird. You're going out. And like, they'd see my beekeeping suit. So it's like, I remember one time someone opened my cheerleading bag and they pulled out like my beekeeping suit. Stop. And it looked like, they're like, are you going to murder someone?
Oh my God.
Like, this is so weird.
That's funny. It's a funny image.
So yeah, so they thought I was crazy. But I started, it was really great because I had this practical experience. I found an incredible mentor, a retired biochemist from Romania who had moved to Victoria, Canada to write a book and be a recluse. And he's also a third generation beekeeper. And so he was like, yeah, you can work for me for free, sure. But he also like loved lecturing about stuff, which, and I was like, yes, yes, yes. So that was such a fortunate experience. And I had this great opportunity because, you know, because I was a TA, I had full access to the lab. And then I was like going out into the apiary. Apiary is like a bee farm. I'm going out into the apiary in the day and having like a very practical experience and working with somebody that is looking at everything through a scientific lens, but also looking at things through like a multi-generational beekeeper lens. And so it was just like, and it was also, I never thought I was going to start a company. I was just like, this is my hobby. This is my thing. So there was zero pressure. I was just, and I cured myself, basically. I really mm-hmm. stopped getting tonsillitis. You know, a lot of different situations I had from skin issues, a lot of these things just that I've been struggling with my whole life really cleared up. And I started making these products and my friends thought I was crazy. And then I started to give them out to my roommates. And next thing you know, people on campus were Facebook messaging me to buy these like weird bee products. And I was like, okay, maybe this could be a thing. This is obviously working for more people than myself. And I know the science is there. So I had this dream of starting a bee product company. And everyone thought that was like insane. Like if you, especially in 2012, 2013, you tell someone, yeah, I'm going to start a bee product company. They're like, oh, honey. And you're like, no, 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 not honey though. The more medicinal ones. And they're like, okay, I'm going to leave now. So everyone thought that was a bad idea. And then I was really fortunate because of my experience as a researcher at the Clinton Foundation. I got a job offer out of school at this hedge fund. to join them as a lead researcher. And so I joined that hedge fund. I was doing pharmaceutical research, which was cool because it was just like reading about drugs all day, but in a very different sphere because I was reading about like pharmaceutical drugs. And then 10 months into that, I got recruited by Goldman Sachs and I joined Goldman as a trader and started with a biotech focus, but moved into kind of global macro. And that was in like, I was at Goldman in like 2014 to end of 2016. And I learned a lot, but I was like, okay, this is, I mentioned that I value authenticity. It felt very inauthentic. Like I just, it was never something I was interested in. I think when I started and I had the biotech focus and I could just kind of be like, okay, well, I'm reading about like science all day, that was easier. But when they shifted me into another role that was very financy and mathy, I was like, I hate this. And it was also, you know, it was also an environment that was just wrong for me. The things that a lot of, and Goldman is a huge place and there are incredible people there, but the specific team I was on just really, I didn't share values with anyone at all. And I was working insane hours and pulling all-nighters all the time. I started having really, really bad panic attacks. And I was just like, this, I'm really miserable.
What happened to your bee business during this? Just
totally
no time for it?
No, no time for it. I was still, at my mentor out in BC, I was still buying bee products from him because the other thing is I'm really intense about pesticides. Mm-hmm. And so like even organic bee products, I'm like, no. I know how this works. So like I
won't
just
talk
like,
about having a bad reaction to one and you did a toxicity test.
Yeah. Like I'm really intense about that because organic is not actually a good measure for bee products. Mm-hmm. So I'm very intense about like who I buy bee products from. So I was still like getting all the products for myself. He was sending it to me in New York. But yeah, I was really unhappy and I would like dream of working with the bees and being able to play mad scientist. And I was like, you know what? Like, why can't I have a hobby? I can't exactly keep bees in my shoebox apartment in New York, but I can still order lab equipment and play science games after work. And so I ordered all this lab equipment, literally looked like Breaking Bad. And that was like another moment where everyone was like, what are you doing? I remember at that time, if I was dating, like I could not bring someone back to my place.
They would think you were like
cooking meth.
They
thought I was cooking meth, 100%. Yeah. Or I'd have to be like, okay, so I'm not a meth. I'm not making meth. Like, just so you know. And then they're like, what are you? Okay. And then I'm like, I'm actually making bee products and it's not better.
Right.
And so that was an interesting phase of life. But yeah, I started after work. I would source the raw product from my mentor in BC and basically, you know, do a propolis extraction, make my products, put it into, at first, like, I would get, like, all the little Sephora sample things and put it into there and, like, give it to people. And then I started buying, like, bottles from the dollar store. And I had a girlfriend who had she's working with this company that does pop-up stores and, like, makers markets and cool things like that. And so she was like, why don't you come and sell your bee products? Like, that's kind of weird. That's exactly, like, what we're doing. We're looking for, like, female makers. And I was like, okay. And so I painted a sign and, oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing.
What year was this?
This is in 2016. This is while
okay,
I'm
so
still at
Goldman.
Okay, so
not that long ago.
No, not that long ago. Mm-hmm. So I was still at Goldman and I was also like, what if someone from work sees me? I am terrified. So I was always like, looking around. But I sold out and it was a lot of young moms. It was a lot of young professionals who've struggled with gut issues and autoimmune looking for something different. And, you know, nobody was like, at first people would come up to my booth because they thought I sold honey. And then I would get into conversation with people and they'd be like, oh, that makes sense. I'll try it. And then I started going to different pop-ups and I started to create this like, I had like a little following. I had like my propolis groupies. And so I had like an email list and I would let people know like what market I was going to be at on the weekend and they would come there and people started asking me if I could ship it to their sister-in-law in Chicago or whatever. And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I kind of have a big email list now. So this is a lot of people that straight up just are benefiting from these products. I absolutely hate my job and I'm really, really unhappy doing that. And why can't I try this? And so that was the time that people really thought I was having a mental breakdown. Yeah.
Got it.
Because like, yeah, so I told people that I was like, look, I'm looking to leave. And they're like, okay, you know, are you going to go into tech? Like, you know, the normal places people go from Goldman. And I was like, actually, I'm going to start my own company. And they're like, okay, like a fintech company or like, and I was like, no, B products. And they're like, it's a bad idea. Like even
then,
my parents.
And then you're on
like,
Forbes. So
yeah, it worked out. But everyone in my life was like, is Carly okay? And yeah, I had to kind of like quiet the noise and just go for it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I always knew it was the right decision because I believe in these products. I personally mm-hmm. experienced from them. I am like a very, I am nothing if not an incredibly thorough researcher and like OCD person. Mm-hmm. So I know I really believe in what I'm making and putting out into the world. And I think there are more people that had my not exact same experience, but have felt like they don't really have a place within the medical system or our wellness structure and feel kind of like, I don't feel good, but what do I do? Or I don't know what products to trust, or I don't know where to turn for this. And if we can create something that is totally rooted in science with clean ingredients that's supportive for the overall environment, it's like a win-win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think right now, especially it's hard because the medical system is flawed, and I think any honest doctor will tell you that. I mean, I totally respect it. My dad's a doctor. Like, and then I think on the other end of the spectrum, the kind of functional world is also flawed. I mean, there people say, like, follow the money with, like, traditional Western medicine and, you know, big pharma, but also follow the money when it comes to supplements. I mean, so many functional practitioners and everybody in between are trying to sell a supplement, mm-hmm. which is like very unregulated, I think. And,
totally
and they're
unregulated.
Making money off it too. So I think a lot of people have some dissonance when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate how you've married, you know, really thorough research and scientific evidence and background with this more holistic product that actually works.
Thank you. And on that unregulated subject, I have a hot tip for everyone.
Okay.
Because I have to be so intensely careful with what I put in my body. Like, it's mm-hmm. very, very easy for me to trigger a psoriasis flare up or, like, you know, literally wake up head to toe in hives. Mm-hmm. I have all kinds of allergies. And so I'm from Canada. So one, there's a different, so in the US, it's like FDA, and then there's kind of nothing policing natural. It's mm-hmm. like, and by the way, there's flaws with the FDA as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. But there's no structure, there's no regulatory body looking at natural. And it's not like that everywhere in the world. So in Europe, there's a stronger structure. In Canada, Health Canada has something called an NPN, which is a natural product number. And so for us, I'm Canadian. Obviously, we sell our products in Canada. In order to do that, we have to get NPN numbers. And in order to get the NPN numbers, we have to legally substantiate all the health claims we make. My co-founder, he's like my best friend from forever. He's also from Toronto. He was an M&A lawyer. And the reason I early into it was like, I need help was because I am not a lawyer and I couldn't figure out NPN numbers. And so buying supplements that are produced or sold or from, you know, we're a Canadian incorporated company, from a Canadian company, a European company, different companies that have like different regulatory structures in the world. That's, you know, a great, if you have a super sensitive system, that's a way to kind of look at it. Because you're totally right. Like, the world of wellness is very much for profit and everyone is selling a supplement. And I don't think people should be taking a million different things and, or, you know, taking one thing just because a celebrity is. I think people really need to listen to their bodies, really do their own research and figure out what works for them.
Okay. So something that I wanted to ask you, because, you know, your story is so inspiring, how you, just the trajectory of your career. I think so many people, especially over the last 2 years, have reevaluated what they're doing, where they are, what their purpose is, all of that. And I talk about it a lot on the show. Do you have any tips for somebody who is feeling like you were feeling when you were working in finance and you were just miserable? I don't know, tips on like finding your purpose and following your passion, as cheesy mm-hmm. as that sounds.
I mean, I totally do because it's really hard. Like yeah. I really struggled with that. I mean, I was ready to leave Goldman for a year before I did, at least. Mm-hmm. So I think number one is, I feel like we've really glorified the startup. And, you know, I run a startup and love it. Mm-hmm. But shows like Silicon Valley and like all these, you know, we've really like glamorized being an entrepreneur. And I feel like one thing that we've really glamorized as like, drop out, do this, all in. And that's not how it happened for me. I like dipped my toe into the water and over the course of several years, educated myself and took baby steps and, you know, tried different things. You know, even I was selling at farmers markets on the weekends while I was working way more than a 9-to-5 during the week at Goldman. And so I think don't be afraid to try things. I think also if it helps you just to not really tell anyone and just let yourself try to have that space and freedom without the judgment or without, you know, that sort of thing. Sometimes if we're like, I'm going to do this now, and then everyone checks in on us and we tried it and it wasn't for us, there's like all that pressure. So my advice is take baby steps. Don't be afraid to try different things. It was not a clear path for me. Like, literally, I started and I was like, and now I'm here. It was so murky. It was like so not a clear path. You know, started with my experience with bees in 2012, really started my company like for real in 2017. It took me a lot of years to figure out what my calling is. And I think give yourself the time, because most people, I mean, unless you're really lucky, like most people don't just like wake up inspired and know exactly what their whole calling is. Like, let life show you a little bit and take the pressure off, and don't be afraid to try weird things like beekeeping.
I love that. No, I think it really comes down to like curiosity. And I ask people a lot who come on my show, because so many people say like, well, I get it, like follow your passion, you know, find your purpose. But there are so many people who don't have that so like overtly.
And by the way, that can feel really jarring.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It gave me so much anxiety. Just I felt like so lost because I had this good on paper job. And by the way, I was really fortunate to have a good on paper job, but I had this like thing and I was like, I should be happy. What's wrong with me? And so I know we're all huge critics of ourselves, but the other thing I just want to remind everyone is like, take the pressure off, be really curious, and like let yourself play with it a little bit, like try different things and without, you know, the expectation or the focus on the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. I think curiosity and open-mindedness are like the core, I don't know, the tenets of that. Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you, let's see, I had two more big questions. So we'll start with products. I'm going to ask you to pick your favorite product. I have a feeling I know what it is, probably. Like, I'm sure it's like picking your favorite child.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about each one and what your favorite is?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I can't not with the propolis. Yeah. I literally spray it like all day, every day. I'm on Zoom calls and people sometimes will be like, how many sprays did you just do? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Stay focused. But I use propolis every day. It legitimately transformed my immune system. I was getting sick so regularly and just so vulnerable. Yeah, it really transformed my immune system and the way I live my life. So propolis is something that I very much love. And then this one, this actually has propolis in it. I am so obsessed with this product. I don't know if we've sent this to you or if you've had a chance to try it.
I don't think I've gotten it yet, no. Because okay. I remember seeing it on your Instagram and I was like, I need that.
I know you care a lot about gut health. Yeah. As we all should. So I'm really excited for you to try this. So this is a really innovative product. It's called Bee Biome, and it's a complete gut health product. So it's a pre, pro, and postbiotic. So it's, you know, prebiotic, we used propolis. Propolis is an excellent prebiotic. It's also really good for inflammation. It's really great for any sort of inflammation in the gut, in the intestinal tract. And then our probiotic we used a spore-based probiotic. So we used a really high quality, we used the highest quality probiotic that one can possibly get on the market. We worked with a really incredible team for that. And then the postbiotic is this compound called tributrate, and it's actually absorbed by the colon. And so this product has really helped me because I used to get bloated really easily and, you know, especially because I have so many food allergies, going out to dinner is always like, oh my God, how puffy am I going to be after this? And this has total game changer, like such a game changer for me. And I'm looking at it, for me, my gut issues are mostly like vanity things, like being bloated. But when we were doing the trial of this, some of our medical advisory board are gastrointestinologists. And so we had them do like a beta with it in their clinic with people with different pretty serious gut issues, things like ulcerative colitis. And we actually like did colon scans and you can see the difference of pre- this product in post. So it's a
After
really cool product.
Long?
The one that I'm thinking of, I think it was 2 months. Okay. But you should, like, I noticed a difference taking that product in about a week.
Wow.
Yeah, like, okay, pretty quickly.
I'm starting tonight. Just letting yeah, everyone know. I'll report back to you when this comes out.
Yeah, no, you actually have to let me know how you like it.
Yeah,
like,
I will.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, what else?
Okay, so we mentioned these. I know you like these. Our Be Smart
I
Shots.
I love those.
Yeah, these are great.
I feel like everyone loves those.
Everyone does love these. We are so aggressively sold out right now, and I'm sad about it. I mean, I'm happy about it, but then I kind of get like, our customers are like, I need this. Yeah. What happened? So we're making more. But this is a really special product. So it's a brain shot. It's got royal jelly, which of course is focus, memory, concentration. And then it's got two other plant-based science-backed ingredients. One of them is Bacopa monnieri, which is an extract from a leaf. It's traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine. It's an adaptogen, so it helps the body to modulate the stress response. It's known for promoting long-term memory. It's a neuroprotective agent, so to the extent you're exposed to carcinogens or just like the damaging effects of stress, it will help to sort of insulate your body and protect your brain. And then the third ingredient, and I love simple formulas, by the way. I hate these like products that have 2 million ingredients, mm-hmm, and then you look at it and there's like... point
trace amounts.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on. So yeah, in this product here, we're dealing in the 300 to 500 milligrams per active ingredient. So it's intense. Mm-hmm. A lot of people actually will take half a vial. Mm-hmm. Like just take half, put the cap on, leave it on their counter, have the rest the next day. I can't really function without these. I love these. But yeah, and then the third ingredient is ginkgo biloba, which people have probably heard of. It's really big in traditional Chinese medicine. It's an extract from a tree, also an adaptogen. It helps to promote circulation in the brain, reduce inflammation. So this trio is really great because, again, it will help with helping you be more in the zone, supporting your energy levels, cutting through the fog, you know, helping you just kind of support your memory, get your work done. But it's also an adaptogenic formula, so it's going to help the body with overall stress response. It's really nourishing for the brain. It will help with circulation, reduce inflammation. It helps protect our brain from, you know, our brain's a very important organ. Mm-hmm. It helps protect our brain from the carcinogens and just the sort of toxicity we're exposed to on a regular basis. So this is a really important one for me. I didn't bring it for you because, as you know, I walked here and it was too heavy, but our bee-powered honey is one of my faves. Uh-huh. That's the only actual honey that I really use. I'll eat our cacao honey too, actually, and I cook with our wildflower, but on a daily basis I use the bee powered honey. And mm-hmm, what that is it's basically a medicinal grade honey. So it's a raw honey with therapeutic grade dosages of royal jelly, pollen, and propolis. And so that's kind of like a hive all in one. And so I do a scoop of that in my smoothie every single morning. I also put that all over my face. So, you know, I mentioned that honey, it helps to strengthen the moisture barrier. Royal jelly has anti-aging effects, promotes collagen. Propolis is anti-inflammatory, so it's really great for redness. It's also antibacterial, so any sort of like blemishes, that sort of thing. And then pollen's full of protein, vitamins, minerals. So just a really good thing to put on your face. But I also eat that every day. And then we, of course, have bee pollen. And we have these, which I'm also obsessed with. So these are our lozenges. So for anyone who's had like Halls or Ricola, this is a natural version. So we made this product. This product was like so hard to make because typically people will use cane sugar as a binding agent. Yeah. So every single person who was like a hard candy manufacturer who I spoke to was like, yeah, no, we can't do it without cane sugar. And I was like, well, we don't know. No.
When I tell you, by the way, that I have searched high and low before I was aware of your company, obviously, for sugar-free, like all natural lozenges, you cannot find them. They don't make them.
I know.
I mean, I search everywhere.
It took me so long to make these. I literally had to like create it with this like contract chem facility. Mm-hmm. But these are lozenges and they of course have propolis. This is our elderberry flavor. So we have our regular flavor that's flavor, our regular one. Elderberry is not just a flavor. Elderberry is also something that's an immune support. It's full of antioxidant. There's a lot of reasons to include elderberry in your life. But these lozenges, they have propolis, zinc, and vitamin D, which are, you know, three amazing things on a regular basis that one can take to support their immune health. So I actually use these every day to get my vitamin D and my zinc as well. And we used zero refined sugar. So there's some raw honey in there. There's some monk fruit. And then we worked with chicory root as well. So it's a totally natural formula. It's 1 gram of sugar per lozenge, unrefined sugar. literally, yeah, these products, this one's really amazing. I suck on these all day. They're really great. And yeah, it's also, you know, especially as a woman, we tend to be a little deficient in living in New York in vitamin D. And so I use those all the time. And then we also have cough syrups and we have a kids line. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I just think it's so interesting that you built this incredible company out of a personal need. And like, I'm just thinking about, I had Annie Lawless on my show last week, and she, of course, had Suja and then Lawless Beauty. And she kind of said a similar thing to you. She's like, I have no business background. I never started a business with like an official business plan. She's like, I just made things that I needed that I couldn't find anywhere. And it's like, that seems like the best business model ever.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is because
you just have such a clear vision. Like, you know exactly what you want, right?
Yeah. And it's from such an honest place. You're solving your own problems. For me, I have such a need for these products to exist in the world. And for a long time, I was making them just for myself with like no intention of starting a company because I didn't think I could. And basically what motivated me was like, oh, these help other people, and like other people deserve to have, you know, the healing experience and the health experience that I have. And so like, I guess I should share them and just really being honest about what they are and how they've helped me. And, you know, other people were kind enough. I mean, this is a brand also that really was championed by our customers, like 100 million percent. I had no marketing budget, zero marketing budget. I didn't even, I mean, now I know like a few things about marketing, but I was like a nerdy researcher trader. So I had no formal business background. Like, I understood finance, could look at a balance sheet, like had that down. And I understood product engineering and I understood the general like health and wellness ecosystem. But I literally had zero marketing budget, and it was 1,000% my customers that took a chance and tried these products and then were very vocal about how they affected their health. And so I think, you know, you find your community, and if you're making great things, people will share them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one last thing I want to touch on. I know that we are kind of technically out of time, but I know that sustainability and like the wellness of the bees is also very important to you. So can you just tell the listeners a little bit about that so that when they go to purchase, they they can feel good about it?
So important. I had a vegan person one time tell me that they're vegan, which means they only eat sustainable bee products, even though they're vegan, which I thought was really cute.
Yeah, that's
and so
cute.
They really like our products. But I'm a beekeeper first, and the issues affecting the bees right now are obviously incredibly important to everyone. Mm-hmm. So first of all, bees pollinate 1/3 of our food supply. So if we lose the bees, we would have a radical change to our entire ecosystem. You know, first of all, the inflation on things like avocados, apples, and then we could potentially not be able to grow a lot of the natural foods we rely on. So many things are bee pollinated: berries, avocado, almonds, apples, coffee's partially bee pollinated. So many of the things that we use in our day to day are made possible really by the bees. And due to a lot of factors, but one of the main ones being pesticides, in my opinion, the bees have been really struggling over the past few years. So we've seen a global bee decline. And in 2006, remember, like there was all that stuff with DDT and you'd see like pictures of birds dying and everything. And so in 2006, DDT was taken out of the game and it was replaced by a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids. And neonicotinoids, they have a neuroactive effect on the bees and they distort their spatial reasoning and basically are incredibly harmful for the bees. This is the most common class of pesticide used in the US today. In other parts of the world, in parts of Europe, it's been banned. In parts of Canada, they've instituted a partial ban. So there are places in the world that are neonic-free or, you know, at least using less of it. But it's the most common class of pesticides used in the U.S. It's water-soluble, so it's getting into our soil, getting into our water. It's a really harmful substance, and it's really hurting the bees. So one thing we do at Beekeepers Naturals is pesticide-free beekeeping. So all of our raw products, before, you know, we put our propolis in the bottle or our honey in the jar or our pollen or royal jelly, we send it to a third-party lab in Canada, and we test for every pesticide, toxin, and pollutant in accordance with Health Canada, which is more rigorous than the U.S. And so that's how we know we're really creating a pure product, because, as I said, organic doesn't really mean anything with the bees. And so it helps us create something that's really great from a product quality standpoint, But from a sustainability standpoint, what we're doing is we're creating a clean environment for the bees. So we're creating a pesticide-free habitat for the bees. And in doing that, we've actually seen year over year, our hives have grown like crazy. So it means that we can only practice beekeeping in pesticide-free zones. So we need to make sure there's like a 5-mile radius of no pesticides, because even like, this is why organic doesn't totally work, because just because your hive is sitting on certified organic land, the bees can fly. You can't like put a leash on them or fence them in. So if the next door neighbors are spraying pesticides and the bees fly over and the bees will forage for 5 miles, which is like some distance, they can, you know, bring those pesticides back to the hive. And then you're one, poisoning the hive, but two, ending up with beautiful products that have trace amounts of pesticides. And trace amounts of pesticides are in a lot of things, unfortunately, we consume and won't, you know, necessarily harm someone. And bee products are so nourishing and beneficial that, you know, if you're buying a non-organic or like imperfect bee product that isn't pesticide tested, I still really believe in the power of bee products, and it's such a small amount, but I like basically can't ingest pesticides. So I'm like very intense about it. And what that means also is we're geographically restricted. So a lot of our apiaries are in Europe. We get our pollen mostly from Spain at this point. We work in Brazil. We work in Canada. We kind of work all over the globe looking for like very remote locations. So our apiaries are all in like super remote geographies, so like in the Rockies in Canada, places where there's no like industrial agricultural stuff happening and people aren't spraying and that sort of thing. So yeah, that's how we practice sustainable beekeeping. We have a lot of different practices, but the big one that I like to make people aware of is pesticides. And, you know, also if you guys want to create a bee-friendly habitat in your own environment, which I highly recommend, be really careful with the pesticides around your lawn. If you can eliminate that, it's important.
Hot tip. No, it is so important though. Well, thank you so much. Where can everybody find you, find your products, all of that?
Yeah. So my Instagram is stein.carly. My company is beekeepers_naturals. That one's way cooler, obviously. Our website is beekeepersnaturals.com, and you can buy all of our products there. They're also available at Whole Foods across the country, at Target, Amazon, most natural stores you can find them. We would love to hear from you. So anybody who's trying our products, using our products, has feedback or wants to learn more about the bees and how important they are, come check us out, interact with us.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there, or over on my personal page at Ariel Laurie.